According to the CDC, the number of obese people in the U.S. has risen from 30% just two decades ago to 42% today. Weight gain, along with other factors such as lack of physical activity, the rise of anxiety and stress, it all has an impact on our overall well-being. So how do we balance all those aspects of our health? Is it possible to change our daily habits, and what role does faith play in our health? We're going to talk about these questions this morning with Catherine Pacehour. Catherine holds a degree in health, physical education, religion, and a PhD in education. Her new book is Honoring God with My Body, Journey to Wellness and a Healthy Lifestyle. And welcome, Catherine.
Thank you. It's so good to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for joining us, Catherine. So you mentioned something that I need some clarification on, and that's called the interconnectedness of health. So what do you mean by that?
So many things affect our health and well-being, and for purposes, I just divided our health into six themes, and that would include physical, mental, emotional, social, vocational, and spiritual. And they all work together and are totally interrelated. For example, if we are feeling sick, or if we have a physical disability, then that affects our emotional state. It affects our ability to socialize. It might affect our ability for our vocation, our purpose in life, or our career. So all of these things are so strongly related. And we've all had bad days when we just didn't really feel like doing anything. And that affects everything else, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So when you refer to health, you talk about it more than just our physical body. And you kind of mentioned some of those other things, other aspects of our health. But what role does our thought life play in our health?
Oh, of course, our thoughts affect everything. But I do have a holistic view of our health. And those themes that I mentioned earlier reflect that. Our thoughts so much impact everything, because if we happen to be feeling somewhat depressed on a certain day, it does affect every other aspect. But on the other hand, when we have a really good attitude or a really hopeful outlook on life, if the day is filled with sunshine and it's not cloudy, then we have a brighter view. In fact, just helps everything when we have a positive outlook. And one thing I really tried to do with Honoring God with My Body is to help the reader realize what a lovely and awesome gift that our Father has given us with this amazing human body. You know, we're fearfully and wonderfully made, created in His image, and our body can do so many things. Mm-hmm. One of the things that we're given is emotion, and those emotions do affect everything. But I wanted to encourage people, because even if we know the right choices to make for a healthy lifestyle, you know, choosing the right foods or being active, we need encouragement. We need to feel like that we have somebody to encourage us along the journey, a walking partner or someone who encourages us to reach out to others, because in serving others, then that gives us that warm, comfortable feeling inside that we are doing God's work.
Mm-hmm. Catherine, you what was mentioned on the outset of the interview about how much Americans have increased obesity. We're looking at 40% of Americans being obese. What do you think are some of the things that you would attribute that to?
There are so many factors that contribute to it. We become overweight or obese when our caloric intake is more than our caloric output. So if there's an imbalance there, then we gain weight. And there's so many things that lead to us overeating or making unhealthy choices. There's fast food, convenience food, and our lifestyle is so busy that we do look for things to help us. And so picking up something from a restaurant or purchasing already prepared foods in the grocery store, it's convenient. And in our busy lifestyle, that's helpful. But those foods are usually really high in calories and fat and sodium content. And so it's much better if we can take time to prepare meals using fresh vegetables and fruits and lean meat, but we just don't always have time to do that. So our busy lifestyle and the opportunity to have pre-prepared meals greatly contributes to that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've become a more sedentary society. You know, when our ancestors had to be really active just to survive, prepare mm-hmm. the food, plant their food. And so, but we've got so many jobs now that we are sitting primarily, and we work really long hours. So that keeps us from being able to be as active as we should. So then we have to specifically set aside time for physical activity, and that's hard to fit into our daily schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So, Catherine, those are some of the issues. What are some of the solutions to really move more and eat better? I know it's really hard to change habits. So what have you found to be effective?
You are right. It really is hard to change a habit. But we are in control of what we choose to eat, or whether we choose to be active, or whether we are able to interact with others who are encouraging us to make healthier choices. One thing that I always encourage people to start with is to add more fruits, fresh fruits and vegetables to their diet. There's so many, with transportation the way it is, we can have fruits that are typically out of season. We can have them all year long, and it's wonderful to be able to pick up fresh blueberries or strawberries or peaches or greens, fresh green vegetables. And even though it does take a little more time to prepare them, they're so good for us. And so I really encourage people, if they're looking to make a healthy lifestyle change, just start with adding more fresh fruits and vegetables that are prepared in a healthy way. So that would be fresh as much as possible, or if cooking, steam them, and try to avoid frying. And I'm the first to admit that I really love French fries, but that really turns the potato into something that's not really healthy for us. So how we prepare our foods really makes a difference.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And then if we can, I'm sorry, then if we can add more activity into our lifestyle, even if we only start with 5 minutes a day and then gradually add on, our goal might be to walk 30 minutes a day, but that doesn't mean we have to start right out with that amount. You start gradually. And there's some things that we can do even sitting down at our desk. If we're stuck behind a desk all day, you know, we can lift our knees or wave our arms and have some light weights at our workstation to do a little bit. You know, just schedule 5 minute breaks, you know, maybe every couple of hours, so you can take time to be a little bit active.
Mm-hmm. Those are good things. Mm-hmm. I want to turn to the spiritual health too, Catherine, mm-hmm. a little bit, because that's so important as well for those of us that are followers of Christ, and having a spiritual relationship with him. And how does that affect our overall interconnectedness of health?
I agree with you completely that our spiritual health is such an important part of our daily lives. And I don't think that we could make any of these changes without God's help.
Mm-hmm.
He is our primary encourager. There's so much scripture that encourages us. He wants us to have an abundant life, and a healthy life, I think, is definitely an abundant life. And then we can do so much more in service to him. I believe it's important to have some quiet time every day with God, if we can work that into our schedule and make it an important part of our schedule. If we have a chance to, maybe in the mornings, a lot of people I know get up early in the mornings while it's still quiet and do their Bible study or their scripture reading and prayer and meditation. I really enjoy meditating while I'm walking. It's just being outside whenever possible. It gives me, I feel comfortable communing with God in his creation. So it's just with the birds singing. I know not everyone has that opportunity, but for me, that's one way to experience a closer relationship with our Creator. And this journey to wellness, and it is a journey to make healthier lifestyle choices. If we're going to try to make healthier food choices or be more active, or even to spend daily time with our Father in spiritual communication, it takes self-discipline. So we have to fit those things into our schedule. And I do know that that's hard sometimes.
Mm-hmm. So, Catherine, what do you say to the person that is kind of discouraged about they've tried over and over maybe to lose weight, or they just they feel discouraged about their overall health, and they might have tried different things, but they've almost just given up? What would you say to that person this morning?
Yes, and that does happen. And I've been in that situation myself, and I'm sure so many people have. One thing that we could do is to start with small changes first and not try to drastically change everything at once. You know, one thing that we could do is to drink more water. And if we have a habit of drinking sweetened beverages, we can substitute water for some of those. And it's not a major change, but it can make a difference. And then just drinking more water helps us feel better. And as we begin to feel better about making small changes, then we can make others if we choose to. And physical activity really boosts our brain and sends out those endorphins to make mm-hmm. us feel better. So if we are able to add a little more activity to our lives, then that also boosts us mentally and emotionally, so that then, again, we're able to make healthier choices.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't change everything at once. And again, having a partner, you know, somebody that's going to help you be accountable in making some changes, and having someone to talk to and encourage you, or joining a Bible study group, we need encouragement. It's hard to make these hard changes all alone.
Yeah. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. That's really good.
So, Catherine, I don't think I'm alone in this, and that is sometimes I'll go into a room and I can't remember why I went in there.
You know?
So as we get older, how can we remain intellectually healthy as well?
Well, I've got my hand up, too. I do that same thing. One thing that works for me, and just that specific example that you mentioned, I go into a room and forget why I came in there. I go back where I came from, where I first got the inspiration. And typically, then I can usually remember what it was.
Uh-huh.
But you're asking a much bigger question. You know, how do we keep our brains really healthy? And the amazing thing is, it's the same thing that we do to keep the rest of our body healthy. And we make healthier choices eating. We try to be physically active because that stimulates our blood flow, and our brain needs blood. So when we've been sitting at our desk too long and we just really feel a brain death coming on, a brain cloud, mm-hmm. I should say, and just get up and move around a few minutes, and that will send that blood flow to the brain and get it going. And another important thing is to be a lifelong learner.
Mm.
Never stop learning. When we learn new things, that builds new brain cells and helps us remember better. So always continue to be a lifelong learner. And have some social interactions, because when we stay isolated too much, you know, that's one thing we learned from the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
When we stay isolated, we get depressed and our brain just doesn't work as well. We can't think as well. So mm-hmm. we do need a good social life. And that can be, some of that can be on social media or on Zoom. We've learned that sometimes Zoom meetings are good because we get to see and hear people that we might not have an opportunity to be with. So you could join an online Bible study program. But we need social interactions much as possible.
Yeah.
We can listen to the radio. Yes.
That's right. There you go.
Radio and be inspired. Yes.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Well, this is a great resource. It's called Honoring God with My Body, Journey to Wellness and a Healthy Lifestyle. And Catherine Paceauer is the author and our guest today. Catherine, it's been a blessing to have you with us today. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.